Before I even tell you what else is coming up, I want to speak to Joseph Gerassi. He is the headmaster of Red Hill. And you say, good morning, Joseph Gerassi. How are you? And Mazel Tov. Joseph, can you hear us?
Yeah, hi, Kathy. Yeah, the line's not great. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Absolutely perfect.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Thanks for having me on the program.
No, thank you so much. Firstly, Mazel Tov, and well done on your results this year.
We really are excited about these, about our results. We're over the moon.
Amazing. So how many distinctions did you get? Who were the top achievers?
Right, so we got a new record for Red Hill School at we averaged at 3.6 distinctions per student. With 30% of our students getting 6 or more distinctions and 100% university pass. So really they were outstanding results.
Absolutely fantastic. We got a message from one of our listeners earlier. I'm not going to mention her name, but she said that at the end of 2011, and I just want to ask you if this is a practice that is common. And I won't mention the school either. She said, but at the end of 2011, her child was at a Jewish day school, and they said, you know, your child needs to leave the school because he's not going to pass, and it's actually going to affect our 100% pass rate. What's your thought on that? Is that something that's it's not the first time I've heard this, but is that something that's common practice?
Okay, Kathy, as I said, the line's not great. I think your question was around private schools asking students to leave.
Yes.
If they're not getting particular marks.
Yes.
Look, I've been asked that question ever since I was at King David, where we got outstanding results, and now at Red Hill as well. And I got to say, in all the years that I've been either head of King David or at Red Hill, that has never, ever happened. We work with every single child that comes into our school, and both at King David and at Red Hill, we had kids that going into matric were really battling. And many times we thought, sure, these kids are not even going to get through. But the hard work and the amount of time that our teachers put into our students, we have early morning lessons, we have tutorial groups. We never, ever have a student that is not given the opportunity of going through work again. And one of the things that we work really hard on is we believe that failure allows for success to take place. So when our kids don't do so well, we give them every opportunity to be able to improve their results. And the reason we do that is because we try and get our students ready for the real place of work. And I often explain to people, when you're working in an organization and you take your boss, something, for instance, if you were going to do a strategy and your boss doesn't like that strategy, he doesn't fail you and say, you need to leave. He says, I like A, B, and C, but I'd like you to work on D, E, and F. And that's the model we use at Red Hill. Every one of our kids are given ample opportunity to learn from the mistakes that they make. So we don't give a kid a test, a math test, for example, and they get 40% and we move on. We look at each individual child, and depending on how they've done, we allow them to look at where they've gone wrong, to be able to fix up the areas where they're weak and to strengthen them. And after years of that kind of work at our school, we've seen incredible results coming through. So we treat every single child as an important member of our community. So I don't know what other schools do, but at my time at King David and at Red Hill, you know, that's absolute nonsense.
You know, it's I see Red Hill actually have 3 students on the outstanding list. Who was your top achiever?
So we had we had 3 students who got 9 distinctions. So they did outstandingly well. And we had a whole range of students. I mean, we're particularly proud of our Jewish students, who did amazingly well. Not only in terms of getting multiple distinctions, but also what's really important is to see how well they did in so many other areas. So a boy like Michael Fine, for instance, who was one of our top leaders in the school, he led our Enviro committee. He was involved in sport, in hockey. He got involved in so many different things and was someone we could really look up to. So our top achievers are not the kids that kind of just go home and study. They're the students that get fully involved in what we do at the school.
All-rounders.
And what we've seen over the last 3 years is that our distinction rate has actually gone up by 50%. And that we put down to the future-focused education that we started at Red Hill, where we actually educate our kids to be able to deal with the world after school. It's not only about these results. It's about, do they have the skills to be able to go into the real world and apply those type of skills? And that's not by just rote learning. So in our prep school, for instance, we don't have any homework, we don't have any exams, and we don't give any prizes. Because we don't believe that that is what students, that is a good environment for students to achieve their best.
You know what, Joseph, I think that going forward, I want to talk education with you, because it looks like a really, a different way of doing education. You know, I've only been really exposed to Jewish day school education. So going forward, we definitely want to speak to you. Joseph Gerassi, headmaster of Red Hill, Mazel Tov, well done on, really, I mean, three students making it onto that IEB Outstanding Achievements list. And well done to you, your staff, and the pupils and the parents for a very, very successful result.
God bless. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. You know, in terms of having us on the station and for giving us the opportunity. So thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Thanks for being accessible. God bless. Bye-bye. That's Joseph Gerassi. He is the headmaster of Red Hill. Three students, darn it.
No, and I must say, Kathy, we tend to concentrate on the super achievers, and that's fantastic. But both at King David and at Red Hill, the two out of the two schools we've spoken to today, have almost, well, Red Hill had 100% university pass rate. I mean, that really is a phenomenal, phenomenal achievement. And, you know, as Lorraine said, she's in a community school which doesn't have entrance criteria. You take anybody, superb set of results, that there are two people on scholar support. And nevertheless, she gets it. It's just superb. Everybody we've spoken to has very good reason to feel very proud of themselves, I think.